With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Pear growers in Oregon and Washington have overwhelmingly approved a continuation of a federal marketing order that's allowed them to collectively promote their pears since 1939. Results show 97% of fresh pear growers want to continue the marketing order, easily beating the two-thirds needed to pass. Pear Bureau Northwest administers the USDA order.
This organization has continued to innovate and continue to find ways to increase the rate of return for growers. I think that leadership that we've had, it's always been successful, working very closely with the board of directors, which is made up of the industry, growers, shippers, industry leaders, and then having good, solid strategies.
The Pear Bureau's Kathy Stevenson says her organization has enjoyed working with the pear industry for over 85 years.
I'll continue to brag a little bit about the Pear Bureau, but definitely a leader as a commodity board, and we are looked at across the agriculture industry as a model for how an agriculture board can run, whether that's the walnut folks looking at how we do things, the mango board, etc. So it's, you know, just continuing to innovate, and I believe great leadership too.
Established in 1939, Marketing Order 927 is the longest continuously running marketing order in the U.S., allowing the industry to collect and distribute vital fruit information as well as providing money for important research and promotions.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.